Maseches Makos, Mir Hashem, we hope to complete, I think, August 10th, Wednesday night, is the planned siyum. Big barbecue siyum is the game plan. So let's begin Maseches Makos, Daf Beis. Misha tells us, Ketzad ha'edim nasin zomim. How is it true that an edim becomes an edim zomim? So what, we don't even know what edim zomim is yet, but the Gemara is going to explain this. So what is an edim zomim? Me'edim anu be'ish ploni shu ben grusha ben chalutza. Two Edom testify that a particular person, that Reuven, is a son of a Grusha, meaning his father was a Kohen, and the Kohen married Grusha. That makes Reuven now the son of Chalal. So you're a Ben Grusha, you're a Chalal, which means you can't work in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat Truma, you can't do Nesias Kapayim, you're Ben Grusha. O Ben Chalutza, also the same idea that if, let's say, the Kohen married a Chalutza, that's also the same type of Isser, it's an Isser Midrabanan, some say it's an Isser Midraisa. But if a Kohen marries a Ben Chalutza, the child is called a Ben Chalutza, the child is called a Chalal, also doesn't have the status of being a Kohen, can't work in the Beis HaMikdash, can't eat Truma, cannot do Nesias Kapayim. So if that's the case, they claim that this person's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Ein Omrim Yas is a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. Now what happens is, now we haven't been taught this yet, but the Mishnah later on will tell us, that these Edim, who testified about Reuven, that they saw, that they knew that the parents was a Kohen and a Grusha, and turns out they were not there, they were not present, let's say, at the Chasana. They weren't able to testify because they were some other location. Two other Edom say, what do you mean? You two Edom, you were with us. In this place, you couldn't have been there at that Chasana. So that's what an Edom Zomim is. So now the halacha is, Kashir Zomim, whatever the Edom, the initial Edom tried to do to Reuven, and they were found to be lying, they received that punishment themselves. That's the general clout. So if they try saying Reuven with Mechal Shabbos and they have a Chiyah Misa Skila, and turns out those Edom are Edom Zomim, so they have to take on the Isser Skila. They get Skila for that Edom Zomim. So the exception is, the Mishnah telling us the exception before even telling us what the rule is, which the Gemara is going to pick up on. So the Mishnah says, so we don't say, Ein Omrim Yaseze Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtav. Now these Edom Zomim, who tried to make this Kohen into a Chalal, we don't say the Edom themselves now become Chalalim. That doesn't happen. What punishment do they get? Ela Lokar Bam, they get 40 lashes, which really means 39 lashes. We're going to get in the end of Masechta how exactly you calculate how many Malkus they should get. But typically we say Lokar Bam is a way of saying they get lashes, whatever limit they're able to accept. Let's say they say another case. Me'idim anu bish ploni shu chayv legalus. So there's a whole discussion. Galus is the second parak of Maseches Makos. When does a person get galus?
He kills somebody.
Bishogeg, by accident. Person kills b'mezid, he gets iser, he gets killed. Chiyamisa. If he kills bishogeg, he gets sent to galus. He gets to one of the Ari Miklat. So now what happens is these two Edom say that Reuven was a tseach bishogeg. He killed somebody by accident, which means he's supposed to go to galus. Turns out these two Edom are lying. The Edom Zomim. So here too also is an exception. They don't get gullus themselves. Ein Omrim Yigla Zetachtav. We don't say that these Edom Zomim will receive gullus and go to Ari Miklat. El Lok Arbam, they're going to receive Malkus. So these are the two exceptions of when they do not, when the Edom Zomim do not receive Kashir Zomim, like they try, like they conspire to do. They do not receive the punishment. These are the two exceptions. So Gemara now asks the question we were all wondering, Ha Ketad, Ein Ha'edim Zomim, Ein Ha'edim, said rather, Ha Ketad, Ein Ha'edim Nasim Zomim Mibaylei. It should say Ein. I mean, our Mishnah doesn't tell us an example of Edom Zomim when they receive what they try to do. It's telling us what they don't get, where they don't receive the Kashir Zomim. It should say Ein Ha'edim Nasim Zomim. These cases are where they don't receive the Zomimim. Va'od, moreover, the Gemara says, Mitikatani lekaman, there's a Mishnah later on, which tells us, quote, Aval amru lahem heyachatem meidim, if a second set of Edom say to the first Edom, heyachatem meidim, how are you two Edom able to testify on this case on Reuven? Sharei bo'os hayom, that day, atem ha'isim imanu b'makom ploni, you were with us in a different location, you couldn't testify. Harei elu zomimim, says the Mishnah later on, that is an example of the Edom zomimim. Michlal, usually we don't read the parentheses, I'm going to read it here because it clarifies. Michlal de Elu Ein Zomimim. I mean, the Mishnah later on is the example of what Edom Zomim are. This Mishnah here is the example when they're not Edom Zomim, meaning they are in that, they're not in that place in that time, but they're not receiving the punishment that they tried, they attempted to give to Reuven. So what's going on here? So the Gemara explains that this Mishnah of Ketzad Ha'edom Zomim is Tana Hasam Kai. It's referring to over there. What's over there? So it's, what was a previous Masechta to Maseches Makos? Anybody here have a Sanhedrin, right? So most of us have articles of Masiftas. So if you have the normal volume of the Gemara, it comes with Sanhedrin along with Makos. Makos comes right after Sanhedrin. So there's a mission that appears in Masechah Sanhedrin. It happens to be, there's a bit of a debate, the order of Prakim, the last few Prakim of Sanhedrin, which came in what order. But either way, the Gemara here assumes that the last parak was Eloha Nechnakim, which is really in our Masechtos, it's really HaChelek, is the last Masechta of Sanhedrin. But it's referring to a mission that was mentioned in Masechah Sanhedrin, which says, Kol HaZomimim Makedimim Laosa Misa. All Edim Zomim are going to receive the Misa, or any other punishment that they attempted to give Reuven. Chutz, with the exception of Mizomime Bas Kohen Uboala. Shein Makdimin Losa Misa. The exception is a Bas Kohen who is Mizana, a married woman who's a Bas Kohen, even though she's no longer a Kohen, she may have married a Yisrael or a Levi, she's not treated as a Kohen anymore. She doesn't need Truma. But still, since she comes from the family of Kuna, so if she were to be Mizana, she gets Srefa. Normally in Eishes Ish, a married woman with another man gets Chenek. There's an exception when she's a Bas Kohen and she's Mizana, she gets Srefa. So even though she gets Srefa, if Edom Zomim testified that she was Mizana and they're found to be Edom Zomim, they will not receive the Srefa that the Bas Kohen was going to get. They don't get that punishment. And also the Boala, the man who was with this Bas Kohen, also doesn't get the Misa of Srefa, only Bas Kohen. So we see, Ella, the Gemara says, She'ein makdim elosa Misa. They don't get that Misa of the Srefa. Ella la Misa acheres. They receive another Misa, namely they get Chenek. V'yesh Edim Zomim Acherim. There are other examples of Edim Zomim. She'ein osim bem din hazama kolikar. They don't get any hazama at all. Ella Malkos Arbaim. Rather, they get Arbaim. So, now, when they're, again, the rule is you get the exact punishment that you tried, you attempted to give. Now, the next level down is, you don't get the exact punishment, but you get a similar punishment. That's what the case of Zomim Bas Kohen, where it's not exactly, but it's similar. But then there's something that's not even like the Zomim at all, where they tried giving Misa, or they tried saying Chalal or Gullus, and they're getting Malchus, something completely different. That's where we say it's not Zomim at all, there's a special Gzeres HaKasif, and we'll see later on how we know this. When you give Edom, when Edom Zomim are attempting to give Gullus, or attempting to give Grusha, they get Malchus, not as a Kiyum of Edom Zomim, but as a separate punishment for just attempting to do something they shouldn't be doing.
So the original question of the Gemara, the implication is that in order to be an Eid Zomim, right, you have to be Mekayim Kasher Zama. Otherwise, you don't have a shame Eid Zomim.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we see in the Gemara over here, it says, Yesh Eidim Zomim, Acherim She'ein Osim Ben Din Hazama.
We don't give them
the shame.
Shame Hazama, but they don't get the punishment. We're not Mekayim the Din of Kasher Zamim to them.
Right. So in other words, the underlying assumption in the original question was that they're not Edom Zomim,
they are Edom Zomim in that they were Imanu Hayisim, Bosa Makam, Bosa Yom. They are Edom Zomim, but they don't get the punishment of a typical Edom Zomim, though. They have a special dinner.
It just seems the question is more that they don't have a shame Edom Zomim.
Right. Okay. I'm not sure what the nafkamina would be if they're in the Lamedes. I'm not sure what the nafkamina would be whether they have Edom Zomim or not. They were found to be Imanu Hayisim, Bosa Yom, Bosa Makam. We just don't carry out the punishment. Whether that means Edom Zomim or not, okay, I hear your point. I'm not sure if that's relevant right now. So the Gemara now says, so Ella, these cases, Malkos Arbaim. So when they attempt to make a person a Chalal or give him Galus, they get Malkos. Ketad, how does it go? And that's how our Mishnah comes in. The Mishnah is piggybacking off of that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where we're talking about exceptions, where Edom Zomim don't receive that Kasher Zomim, rather they get some other punishment. And that leads into our Mishnah, and the Gemara quotes, Ketad Me'edim, Ketad, Meidim anu b'ish ploni, we testify that this person, shu ben grusho ben chalutza, ain't omen, we don't say to the Edom Zomim, yaseh zeh ben grusho ben chalutza, we don't make them become chalon themselves, ella loke es harbon. We rather give them malchus. So this is how we fit the Mishnah into the overall Seder of Sanhedrin into Makos. So the Gemara now wants to know, menahani mila, how do you know that when a person tries to make someone else a chalal, that two Edim attempt to make a person into a chalal, that he himself does not become a chalal. Now, obviously, if the Edim are not Kohanim, it's not Shaykh. If they're Levim, if they're Yisraelim, it's not Shaykh. But let's say the two Edim Zomim are Kohanim, so why don't we say they should get that same punishment and they themselves be a chalal?
Maybe that's the point, though. Since anyone who is a Zomim in that case not everyone can become a chalal, then therefore they shouldn't
right. become a chalal. It could be. The Gemara doesn't say that, but it may mistaber that if it can mekayim in every single case like that, so maybe we shouldn't, it should be, it shouldn't be applied at all. Gemara says something different. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Kra, the Patek says, Vasisem lo kasher zamam. Patek says, they did to him, you do to him, like they conspired to do to their brother. So lo, you do to the Edom themselves, lo lizaro. So what's going to happen is, let's say they're two Kohanim who are being Edom Zomim. If you make them into Chalalim, even though they're really not, a Chalal really is a Metzias, where the parents were Grusha and a Kohen. That creates a Chalal. This guy who was a Kohen, his parents were both Kosher. He's really a Kohen. So now the issue is, so now only he, it says, lo, you only make him a Chalal, but if he becomes a Chalal, all his children are going to be Chalalim as well. So that's not fair. It's not me and the other A tried making him into a chalal, so I only get that punishment back to me. It should only affect me, but since it's going to affect all my generations to come, that's not a din of kasher zamam. It's lasos lo. Only you only give to the guy the A themselves, and you cannot impact the children. So since a chalal will memela impact my children, so therefore we don't apply the din of kasher zamam to the case of a chalal. So then the Gemara says, I have a very simple solution. V'lifseluhu lididei v'lo lifselu lizarei. So why not just make the Eid himself puzzle? So you have his father's a Kohen, I'm a Chalal, and then my child will be a Kohen again. He'll just skip a generation. What's wrong with that? This way, it's only affecting me, and it won't affect my children. So Gemara says it can't work that way, because Ba'inan Kasher Zamam Lasos Veleka. The only way you're Mekayim Kasher Zamam is if it does exactly like what I tried to do as the Eid. I tried making him a chalal and all his children chalalim. So the only way to bring it back to me is if I'm a chalal and all my children are chalalim as well. But since it says kasher lo, it says vasisim lo, we only do it to me and not to my children, therefore we're stuck. That's why we can't apply the din of a chalal back to the Edom Zomim. That's according to the first suggestion. Marna says, Barpada, Omer, Barpada makes another suggestion. It's going to be rejected though. He says, kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. That we cannot make the Edom Zomim into a Bnei Grusha. How? Maha Mechalel Einu Mechalel. The guy who's Mechalel, what does that mean? The Kohen who marries the Grusha. So he himself is still a Kohen. Now he's not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim until he divorces her. That's for a technical problem. But he actually has Kedushas Kohenatim. So Mechalel, the Kohen who marries the Grusha, Einu Mechalel, he himself, it does not lose his Kedusha. So then, habal lechal, a guy, an eid zomim, who's balchal, who's attempting to be mechal somebody else, but velochilah, but is not successful in making that Reuven into chalo, eino din shelo yischalo. So again, the Kohen marries a grusha, he's a mechal, because he makes the children now into chalolim. He's mechal, he's effective. It was effective, his chil. So he makes other people chalolim, but he himself is not affected by that. So certainly now by Edom Zomim, who are only trying, but not being successful. They're trying to be Mechalel, but are not Mechalel. So certainly they themselves shouldn't be Mechalel either, just like the Kohen married to Grusha isn't Mechalel. So therefore, that's how we know that the Edomim is not Mechalel, cannot become a Mechalel. That's the Kal v'Chomer Bar Pada suggests. The Gemara says, Maskevla Ravina. Ravina says, wait a second. Im Kain, but Las Torahs Edom Zomim. If that's the case, you're uprooting the entire concept of Edom Zomim. That's what Edom Zomim is, where a guy's attempting to do something, and unsuccessfully is he attempting to do it, and yet he's getting a punishment. So the Gemara explains on the top of Beis HaMebeis. Ma hasokel eino niskal. Right, a guy, the Edom, look at Rashi on top here. Rashi says, ma hasokel eino niskal, the guy who causes someone else to be stoned. Edom shelo huzmu. Edom that were not caught to be liars. They were a good Edom, kosher Edom. So, Achin Erag Hanidon. So, they were trusted Edom and they carried out the punishment. They said, Reuven violated Shabbos, let's say. So, they gave him Skila. And Acharkach, after Reuven's been killed, turns out, Huzmu, the Edom were found to be Zomimim. The Locha is Ein Erag, and we don't kill them. Because, as Rashi quotes the Pasuk, that Kasher Zomim lo Kasher Asa. We only give them the punishment when they're in the state of conspiring, so they're attempting to do something. But if they end up carrying out a punishment, albeit it's incorrect though, we don't give them a punishment. So Hasokel, the Edom Zomim, who actually caused someone to die, they actually caused the Misa. But they're not going to get punished with Skila themselves. So then we should say, Habaliskol, Edom who just attempt They attempt to kill someone, but they're unsuccessful because they're caught as Edom Zomim before they actually carry out the punishment. We should say, certainly, the Eino Din Shel Yiskal, so they certainly shouldn't be stolen themselves. But if we say that Svara, we're going to uproot the entire concept of the Edom Zomim. So for that reason, the Gemara rejects Barpada. El Mechavrsa, it's clearer. Kitashanina Mekara. The first answer is a clear answer. That we're saying is based on the Gzeres HaKasiv, Kasher Asa Lasos Lo, Lo Lazaro. And if you make me into a halal, that makes all my children to halalim, and that's not a keem of Edom Zomim.
That is
not. So therefore, that by a halal, we cannot apply, there's no way to apply the din of Kasher Zomim to halalim, and that's why we give Malkos instead. Gemara now says, quote from the Mishnah, Me'idim anu pish ploni, shu chayv galus, if the person attempts to make someone else, that this person's chayv to go to galus, because he killed somebody, b'shogeg. So we don't say that the Edom Zomim get galus themselves, rather, they get malchus. So, how do we know that galus is another exception? That we don't apply galus back to the Edom Zomim. Every other punishment that I try to do, I'm going to receive that punishment as an Edom Zomim. How come by galus it's not the case? Why don't I receive galus? So the Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish Damar Kar, the Pasuk says, Hu Yanos El Achas Harim. The Rotayach Meshogeg runs away to one of the Ari Miklat. Who? It's Pasuk says an extra word, who? Of course, who? Of course, he's going. Who else? Just it should say, Yanos El Achas Harim. He should run away. Why who? So they say, who? Velo Zomim. Only the Rotayach Meshogeg, but nobody else is allowed to go to Gullus. The Edom Zomim do not get sent to Gullus. Now we're going to see now, I'm not going to discuss this, but I'll mention the big discussion that's found from the Gemaras and the Rishonim is, do we view Gullus as being a onesh, or is Gullus referred to as a place of Hatzalah, to save the person here? So, by the case of Edom Zomim, it doesn't need so much Hatzalah, maybe a little bit of Hatzalah, but he really didn't kill anybody. So it's really, does he get the kapara of Gullus? That's the simple way to read this. Only the Rotech Meshogeg gets that kapara of Gullus, but the Edom Zomim do not get the kapara of Gullus. That's the first suggestion.
What would that be for
the very attempt, Edom Zomim is a very, very severe avera. It's the way the Chinuch says it, it undermines the entire court system. It ruins all Edom. People lack trust in anybody. So it's a very severe Edom, a very, very severe avera. So that attempt alone is very, very problematic. It's perhaps more severe than a Rotayach.
Why would you even think that they would get a kapara?
Oh, why would they get? Because in the end of the day, it's still an avera. Most averas get kapara.
Why the
Ir Miklat? Oh, why Dafk Ir? Because of the concept of the Eid Zomim, whatever they try to do, their punishment mirrors their attempt. So since they attempted to give a guy gullus, so that would be their level of kapara. It's kind of like a Isser Klali, like Lifnei Iver. If I, if I try to get somebody to do an Avera, so let's say I cause a guy, a Nazir, to drink wine, or I cause somebody to Michal Shabbos. So it says, if I am drinking wine as a Nazir, it says, if I am Michal Shabbos, even though I didn't do anything wrong, I just did Lifnei Iver. It's a Lav Klali, as Rabbi Kivager says. So here too also, Edomim, whatever Avera, whatever context it's in, it says, if I'm doing that Avera, and therefore I should get that punishment. But there's a special Gzeres HaKasiv that says, only who? Only the Rotech B'Shogeg gets Galus, he only gets that Kapara, but Edomim doesn't. It's important to realize that Edomim is very, very severe Avera. The Gemara, the end of Sanhedrin, says that the three examples that we do what's called a hachraza, maybe four actually, four. The four misos that we do a hachraza, that we announce what the person did wrong. We make a whole big deal about this. I'm going to forget them. Let's see. It's Edom Zomim, Mesis, Zakein Mamre, and maybe Ben Tor Mora. I think those are the four. I could be off though. So those four we do hachraza. Those are very severe averas. And we see that how Edom Zomim, even though normally he gets kapara, he does not deserve the kapara of galus. Okay, Gemara now says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kavachomer. He says the reason why they don't get galus is based on a Kavachomer. What's the Kavachomer? Ma hu os she'asa ma'isa b'mezid eino lego gola, a roteach, the osa ma'isa, I think is referring to Edom Zomim here. Let's see. No. Referring to a horeg. A guy, a roteach, a murderer, who kills on purpose, he does not get galus. He doesn't get galus at all. So, hein, shelo asu ma'isa b'mezid, Eino din shlo yiglu. So these Edom Zomim, who didn't do a maisa, they only did a dibur. They spoke, but they didn't do a maisa. So certainly, they shouldn't get a galus either. Again, if a rotzeach b'mezid, a guy who murders on purpose, doesn't get galus, if he's not caught, they know Edom. For certain technicalities, they can't kill him. So now you have a murderer walking around the streets, and we don't give him galus, even though he did a maisa. So kavachomer a eid zomim who didn't do a maisa either shouldn't get galus either. That's a kavachomer. That's why eid zomim doesn't get galus. Mark says v'hino senes. It's very logical. Wait a second. Who shasa maisa b'mezid laliglu? The other way makes sense. The reason why a murderer b'mezid doesn't get galus, kihechi dilo tevi lekapara. He doesn't deserve kapara. Why would we let a rotech b'mezid get kapara? That's why. Hein shelo asu maisa b'mezid nami liglu. But the Eidim Zomim should get Kapara. Now it's saying the opposite of what we said before. They wasn't as bad as a Rotzeach. They're not murderers. Okay, they undermined the system of the courts. That's a bad thing, but not as bad as a Rotzeach. We want them to have Kapara. Let them have Galus. So based on this far, they don't like this Kal Vachomer, and therefore they reject this, and the Gemara ends up saying, Ella, Mechavres HaKvei Shlakish, really, it's clearer, like Reish Lakish, that's not based on a Svar at all, even though I threw out a Svar, it's not really a Svar at all, it's simply a Gezer Sakasa, that the Rotech B'Shoge gets Galus, but Lo Zomim. And that's why there's no Kasher Zomim by Galus, and that's why from before, there's no Kasher Zomim by Ben Grush either. Gemara now wants to know, interesting question, Gemara does this a few places, asks, Amar Ula, Remez le'edim zomim min ha-Torah minayin. What's the hint? What's the remez? What's the hint to Zedim zomim from the Torah? So ask Gemara, what do you mean the hint? Remez le'edim zomim? Haksiv asisim lo kasher zomim. There's no hint, it's not a remez. It's a mefurish pasuk. It's explicit of the din of a kasher zomim. What's the Ula asking? Ella, what they asked, the Ula's question was, Remez le'edim zomim shalokin min ha-Torah minayin. So we now know the two exceptions when the Eidim Zomim don't get the punishment of Galus or Chalalim. But now what do they get? What's the punishment? We haven't filled in that blank yet. So what Ula is asking, how do you know in those cases you give them Malkus? So the Gemara answers based on the following pasuk. Dichsiv, v'tstikos atzadik v'yeshivas harasha. What it means is, and you make the innocent innocent and you make the guilty guilty. The next pasuk says, in Benakos or Russia, Benakos, you hit Makos, you give Makos to the Russia. So Gemara says, so it's referring to the people who make them innocent, the people who make them guilty are getting Malkos. So what's going on here? Vahaya in Benakos or Russia, sorry, I skipped a line here. Mishum vitzikos atzadik v'yeshivas harasha, haya in Benakos or Russia. Because with the way the pasuk is understood right now, at least, because based in prove the innocent innocent and prove the guilty guilty, they're going to get Malkos for proving them innocent and proving them guilty correctly? That doesn't make sense. So Ella, the way the pasuk is understood is, Ella Edim Shehirshuas at Tzadik, the Edim who initially made the innocent guilty, Hirshu, they made Rasham out of the Tzadik, and also Edim Achrini and other Edim came, and it stikus at Tzadik, and they exonerated the Tzadik. They said, no, he did nothing wrong. You Edim Zomim were incorrect. So Mekara, they turned them back into innocent people. V'shavinu lahani risham, and they made the Eidim Zomim. Hishu es risham, they made the Eidim Zomim into rishayim. Then we say, v'hayayim ben akos rasha, then you give Malkos to the Russia, namely the Eidim Zomim. So that's this case here. They're referring to when do you get Malkos? Whenever you can plug in kasher zomim, then you apply Malkos based on this pasuk. This pasuk now we know is referring to Eidim Zomim. We ask the question, why do we have to go through this fancy footwork of creating a source of Malkos here? We have a more explicit pasuk. It says, "V'tepik lei milo sane." There's a concept, whenever there's a law in the Torah, and there is no punishment mentioned, what punishment do you get? Malkos, right? A stam law in the Torah is Malkos. So pasuk says, "Lo sane," you can't give false testimony. So Edom Zomim gave false testimony, so they should get Malkos, because it's a law in the Torah. Why did it go through the Hitzikos HaTzadik, Rishud HaRasha? So Gemara says, because Mishum Dehavid Lav Shein B'Maisa, V'Cholav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. There's a klal we see many times throughout Shas, it's actually a machlokas, but we paskin this way, that any lav that has no maisa attached to it, like testimony, edus, is not a maisa. Speaking is not a maisa. There's a Gemara a couple places in Croesus and Sanhedrin that says, Akima Svasa, moving the lips, is a certain level, it's a maisa zuta, it's a small maisa, but it's not a real maisa. So Divor, edus is not a maisa. So you would think that based on the pasuk lo sane, even though it's a lav, since there's no maisa, it's a lav shein b'maisa, and there's no malkos. That's why we have to go through the pasuk that says, no, v'yeshus ha-rasha, v'hayam, benakos ha-rasha, that there is malkos, there's malkos when it comes to the case of Edom Zomim, even though it's a lav shein b'maisa.
What about they have to come to court for maisa? Because they can't just give the edus in their house.
Yeah, but that the walking isn't the ma'isa. That's not you can walk to to the court and not say anything. It's the actual the aveira is the speech. It's
if he's not there, just he says in his house, "Don't make a murderer." It doesn't mean anything.
I agree. You have to be in Besdin for ages to take effect. I agree, but still, we don't view that as part of the ma'isa. Just thinking out loud, there's an important Rambam and Ravid here about Adam Zomim being a lavshim but ma'isa or not being. I think they point out here again. I could be misremembering. The base on the sugya here, I think they prove that from lo sana, we assume that it's a lav shem b'maisa, that edim zomim is a lav shem b'maisa. But from the pasuk above, the yeshuas harasha, v'yam ben akos harasha, the fact that we give them malkos now tells us that edim zomim actually is a maisa. It's telling it is a maisa, and that's why you do get malkos. I think that's a lambda that they say in the Rambam. That could be wrong. Okay, let's go weiter. Marna says, Tan Rabbanon, Arba dvarim nemru be'edim zomimim. There are four things that were said about edim zomimim in this brayse at least. Ein nasin ben grusha ben chalutza. They cannot be turned into a challah like we saw earlier. Ein golan lari mikla. They don't get sent away to the gullus. Ein mishalman es hakofer. They don't pay kofer. What's kofer? If a person's animal, we're doing baba kama now in daf yomi, person's animal kills a person. So the lacha is that the owner of the shore has to pay kofer, has to pay the amount of the deceased. That if that's a Reuven and Shimon, the Edom try to say that Reuven's chayv kofer, and they're found to be Edom Zomim, they don't pay kofer either. We'll have to see why that is. Ve'enim karim be'evet ivri. And also, if they try to get Reuven to be sold as an evet ivri, and they're found to be Edom Zomim, we do not sell the Edom Zomim as avadim either. That's four things. And then, Mishum Rebbe Kiva, and the name Rebbe Kiva Amru, was said, Af ein mishalman al pi atzmo. They also don't pay on their own. There's a klal, a very important klal, when it comes to a person admitting doing something wrong. So if I admitted, let's say, damaging, or I admitted stealing something, I have to pay. If I damaged your car, I broke your window, I need to pay. But let's say it's a knas, it's a penalty. If I admit to a knas, if I admit to a penalty, you don't have to pay according to one opinion. We paskin a person, mode of a knas pater. So that's an example of a knas. So let's say I steal a gneva, I pay kefal. So if I admit to stealing, before you catch me, I have to pay the initial amount, the keren, because that's the money of yours, but I don't have to pay the penalty of the double amount. Or let's say another example of knas would be, we're learning now in Baba Kama, shortam. That one shore gores another shore, and the first three offense is called the shortam. So you only pay half the damage, you don't pay the full damage. So according to one opinion, that's a knas, that's a penalty. Really, I should be pater. Because I watched my shore properly, and the shores don't normally do that. So I should really be potter. It went crazy. But they gave me a knas to make me pay half the amount. So let's say I admit that my shore gored your shore, I'd be potter from that knas. So Rabbi Kiva assumes, we'll see later on, that Adam Zomim is a knas as well. Let's see, the Gemara explains now, one by one. Einasin ben grusha ben chalutza, that was the first halacha, kedamrin. Like we already said earlier, why we know that edim zomim do not become halalim themselves. Number two, ein golan lari mikla, they don't get sent away to galus, kedamrin, like we said earlier, because it says who? Lo zomim. The third halacha we're learning here, ein mishalmes a kofer, if Reuven and Shimon, two edim, say that Reuven is chayv kofer because Reuven's shore killed the person, so Reuven has to pay kofer to the yorshin. He says it doesn't apply back to the Edom Zomim. Why? Kasavre kufra kapara v'hani lav b'nei kapara ninu. Why, if the owner of the shore, if my shore killed somebody else, why do I need to pay that family? It's my kapara. I owe money. I didn't watch my shore properly. It killed a person. My kapara is to pay back the family. It's the best I could do. But these Edom Zomim who created this whole case up, they don't deserve kapara, so therefore they don't pay the kapara. Mantana kufar kapara. Who's the opinion that holds that's supposed to be paying the kofar? It's supposed to be a kapara. It's supposed to be some type of kapara for the Baal HaShor. It's Amar of Chista, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher ben Yochanan Brokahi. He's the author. He's the opinion who holds that kofar is a kapara. The sign of the Brisa tells us, V'nosim pidya nafsha. So the pasuk tells me that when a shor kills a person, you have to pay, you have to be poda, you have to redeem the nefesh. Who's nefesh? Nafsho, it's unclear. Is it the nefesh of the killed, the dead? Or is it the nefesh of the mazik, the one who killed? Whose nefesh is being redeemed? Now, on one hand, there's a dead person lying there. You're trying to redeem him, the dead person, to the family. But at the same time, me as the mazik, I need to redeem myself. Because now I've got a veir on my head. So I'm trying to redeem myself also. So who am I redeeming? So the Gemara explains, Debein Nizak, According to the first opinion, the Dmei Nizak, the Tanakhama says, the value of the deceased, the mace, I need to pay his value to the family. But comes along Rabbi Shmuel ben Nosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, holds no, Omer Dmei Mazak, I need to pay for myself. I need the redemption here. I have the Avera, I'm redeeming myself, it's a kapara for me. So he's the one who holds it's a kapara. So if my shore kills somebody else, I need a kapara and redeem myself. But if it's Edim Zomim trying to say that Reuven owes the kapara, and they're found to be Edim Zomim, they don't deserve the kapara. They tried doing such a bad thing, they don't deserve the kapara. So Gemara explains, to my lav, Bahaka Mithlagi, this machlokas of whose nefesh are you redeeming? If it's the Nizak versus the Mazik, is it not this very machlokas? That Demar Savar Kufra Mamona, the Tanakhama holds that the redemption, the pidon is supposed to be Mamon. Supposed to be some type of payment to the family, to the Yorshin. It's Mamon. Umar Savar Kufra Kaparahi, but Rabbi Shmuel holds that no, it's supposed to be a kapara for me as the Mazik. So it must be Rabbi Shmuel holds that since it's a kapara, and the Edom Zomim don't deserve kapara, they're pater for pay. So Rav Papa says, Amar Rav Papa, lo, not true, that's not machlokas. Chuli Alma Kufra Kapara. Everybody agrees that the payment that the Mazik is paying is in order to redeem himself. He needs kapara. He's paying for kapara. So what's machlokas? Whose nefesh are you being poder? And Baha Kamithagi, they're arguing how much kapara does he need in terms of the value. Mar Savar Bidin Nizak Shaminan. We evaluate the dead, the Nizak. Umar Savar Bidin Mazik Shaminan. One says, no, you evaluate the value of the Mazik. But they both agree that the purpose of the kofar is to give the guy kapara. How much kapara he owes, that's the machokis. Is it the mazik or the nizak? But the goal is to give kapara. But so now we see, according to everybody, everybody would agree that the Edom Zomim don't deserve kapara, and they should not pay for kapara if they try to make somebody else pay kapara. Gemara wants to know further about this machlokas. Who do you evaluate, the mazik or the nizak? Gemara says, my tamayu di rabbanan. Why did the rabbanan, why did the Tanakhama think that you evaluate based on the nizak? Nemar hashasa lamata of nemar hashasa lamala. It says a pasuk, one pasuk it says, lashna hashasa, what's the actual pasuk? Let me get this, hold on. It says, ashe yushas alav, in the pasuk of kofar. And it says later on, does it quote the other pasuk? It does not. Does Rashi quote the other pasuk? Let's see. Yeah, Rashi says when it comes to a person who hits a woman and makes her miscarry, it says yashas alav there as well. It says hashasa there refers to the dmei, the nizak, the child, the fetus that was killed. And so therefore, here too as well, hashasa yushas alav by kapar should all be about the nizak. That's the Rabbanan's drasha. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, he says, again, I read that one more time. My time of the Rabbanan, nema hashasa lamata, nema hashasa lamala. Ma lahalan b'de nizak, just like by the case of causing a miscarriage, you evaluate the nizak. Saaf kam, but the nizak, so too by the kapara, you evaluate the nizak. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nosson Pidyono Nafsho Ksiv, it says, no, the Pidyono the Nefesh. The pasuk is referring from the perspective of the Mazik. So it says in Nafsho, it's referring to the Nefesh of the Mazik. Gemara says, Rabban say, in Pidyono Nafsho Ksiv, you're right, it's a Pidyono for the Nefesh of the Mazik. I agree, everyone agrees, it's a kapara for the Mazik, the Nefesh of the Mazik. Mil, still nonetheless, Kishamina, when you assess how much kapara that the Mazik owes, Bidin Nizak Shaminam, you assess the value of the Nizak in order to provide a kapara for the Mazik. So that's the third exception we have by Edom Zomim. Now the fourth exception is Ve'ein Nimkarin Be'eved Ivri. We say that if the Edom Zomim try to get someone to be sold as an Eved Ivri, we don't make themselves become Avadim. Why? So Gemara explains, Savara of Hamnuna Lamema, Rav Hamnuna wanted to suggest, Harni Mili, that's only true, Hecha De'is Le Lididei, that if he has money himself, Demigo De'ilo Nizdabin Inu Namilo Mizdabdim. I mean, when is it true when the Edom Zomim don't get become Avadim? It's when they're trying to get Reuven to pay for they say Reuven stole. So Reuven stole, the lach is he pays back the money. But let's say Reuven doesn't have the money to pay back. What's halacha? He's sold as an Eved Ivri. So if Reuven has the money, let's say the aid this would have went through, Reuven would have paid. He wouldn't have been sold to be an Eved Ivri. So too, we say back to the Avad, the Edom also, so they only tried to make him pay money, they didn't try to make him become an Eved Ivri. So too, you can't say, you should become an Eved Ivri. It won't be Kashya Zomim. But Rav Hamnuna thought to say, aval, let's say, heichat the case, heichat the less, let the day. Let's say we're trying to say Reuven doesn't have any money and he should be sold as an eved ivri. We say he stole money. He stole $1,000. And he doesn't have that $1,000 to pay back, so he's going to be sold as an eved ivri. So afagav dishle ledidu. Now, even though perhaps Eidim Zomim do have money, Mizdavne, we should say that they should be sold as eved ivri. Meaning the only time we're saying this klal, when Eidim Zomim do not become eved ivri, it's when the Reuven himself wasn't going to become an eved ivri. He's only going to pay that which he's being accused of stealing. But if it were to be a case where Reuven, had the case went through, Reuven would have been sold as an eved ivri because he has no money, then we would say that the Eidim Zomim should also be sold as avadim, even though they do have money. Because whatever they tried to do, they should receive themselves. That's what Rav Hamnuna thinks initially. And then the Gemara says, where we go, hold on.
How can you say that they tried to do anything when there's always two options for how someone would be, what someone would be chayav for?
Let's say we knew that he didn't have the money to pay. He knew that he didn't have enough money to pay what they were accusing him of playing. So, Gemara says, no, they say back to Rav Hamnuna, that doesn't make sense. Lay Mulay, so right now Rav Hamnuna is suggesting that the Eidim Zomim should be sold as avadim. Why? Lay Mulay, they should say to him, Ian Tavalacha, Mi Hava Mizdavna, they could say to Reuven, who they accused of, Reuven, if you had money, you would have been sold. So we have the same halacha. Ananami lo mizdavni, similar to what you're saying. So we also, we takadu have money, so you can't force us to be sold as eved ivri. So therefore they reject Rav Hamnuna, and we say across the board that these avadim, rather these eidim will not become avadim. But Ella, so then the Gemara says, okay, so then Savar Rav Hamnuna, then he tweaked his svar a little bit and said, Savar Rav Hamnuna lemeimar, he wanted to say now, Hanimi lehecha dislei olididei olididu, maybe the only time where the Eidim Zomim do not be sold, are not sold as avadim, is only when either Reuven has money, or the Eidim have money, neither party would have been sold. At least one of them wouldn't have been sold as an eved ivri. Aval hecha dileshlei lo lididei v'lo lididu, mizdavne, but in a situation where Reuven has no money, and he would have been sold as an eved ivri. And now the Eidim don't have money, so they would also be sold as an eved ivri. Maybe in that case, we would say the Eidim Zomim should be sold as avadim. So the Gemara says no. The svar makes a lot of sense, but it comes along Amr Le Rava. Rava says v'nimkar b'kinevasa, and if the ganav, let's say, cannot pay what he owes, he gets sold into slavery to pay for the gneva. Amr Achmana, the Torah says only b'kinevaso v'lo b'zamamo. You only get sold if you can't pay for that which you stole, but you don't get sold for Eidim Zomim. So based on the Gzeres HaKasev, we say that they do not get the halach, they do not get the din of eved ivri.
They get malchus?
They get, in this way, Gemara doesn't say what they get. L'chor, they should get malchus. Exactly. L'chor, they should get malchus. Let's go a few more lines to the top of the next page. I know it's two dots, but I think it's just, it should be very quick. So the Gemara says, two dots. B'shem Rabbi Kiva Amru V'chuli. Rabbi Kiva said there was a fifth example that if they admit to becoming two Eidim Zomim before they get accused, so then they wouldn't have to pay anything. So the Gemara explains, my time at the Rabbi Kiva. What was the reason of Rabbi Kiva? Kesavar Knasahu, he holds that Eidim Zomim is a penalty. The Knas Ein Mishama Piatma, like we said above, that a person admits to a Knas, he's Modib Knas, he's Pater from paying. That's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Teda, I'll prove this to you. Sharei Lo Asu Maisa V'nerginu Mishalman. I'll prove to you that, how do I know it's a penalty? Because they did nothing wrong. They did something wrong, but the Eidim Zomim didn't do any Maisa. You only get punishment when you do a Maisa. The Eidim Zomim accused, they attempted to do something, but they didn't know Maisa. And yet still we make them pay. Still we punish them. So we see that the whole concept of Eidim Zomim is a penalty. That's his proof. So once it's a penalty, Rabbi Kiva could say, Mod b'knas pater. Amr of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, I'll bring you another proof. Teda. Sherei mamon b'yad b'ayla mushalman. What's happening here? The money hasn't transferred over. I mean, Reuven, the Eidim said that Reuven owes Shimon money, let's say. It's not really true. But yet, we still, usually payment is when you're trying to compensate for something, some loss. There's no one at a loss here. Reuven doesn't owe Shimon any money at all. Reuven has the money that he owned. Shimon has the money that he owned. And me as the Eid Zomim, I don't owe anybody money. No one deserves money. So why am I paying? The only reason why I'm paying is because it's a penalty. That's Rav Nachman's proof that it's a penalty. That's a knas. So Gemara wants to know, just the top line of Gimel and Aleph, Umay niyu de losa maisa. So Rashi says, look at the top line here. Mainu, what's going on? He asks the Gemara. Hai mamon biyad bailav de kamar Rav Nachman hainu de lod nasamaisa. That's the same exact svara, meaning what Rav Nachman just suggested as a proof that no money has transferred, that's exactly what Rava said, that there's no maisa that was done. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hainu de Rabba, that's the question. So the Gemara says, Eima v'chein amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman gives the same type of proof as Rabba, namely that no action was done, there's no transfer of money at all, yet me as the Eid Zomim, I'm still chayv to pay, that proves to us that it must be a Knas, and therefore Mode b'Knas is Patr. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.